For years, locals have needed a permit to hike the Termination Point Trail on Kodiak. But now they can explore that property without a fee. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche has the story.
This spring, the Native Corporation Lesnoy passed along the land's conservation easement to the Kodiak Island Borough. That means that land development is now prohibited and the property is open to public access. Land conservation nonprofit, the Great Lands Trust, arranged the transfer of the easement with funding from the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trustee Council. The Great Lands Trust Executive Director, Ellen Kazeri, says the organization finds habitats that the Exxon Valdez oil spill impacted. The ones that are most in need of protection are bumped up to the top of the list.
And Termination Point, almost 20 years ago, was identified by the community of Kodiak and then reaffirmed with this prioritization as a high priority, valuable piece of property with great habitat, wetlands, coastal shoreline, and recreation opportunities, which was also an impacted measure, as a high priority to protect with conservation.
The Great Lands Trust had been looking for a group to hold the easement when it approached the borough a couple of years ago. Kazeri says now that the deal is done, Lesnoy still owns the land, but it sold its development rights.
And that's what the conservation easement is to conserve the habitat value. You can't clear cut, you can't subdivide, so they've sold those possible development rights. The Kodiak Island Borough then basically takes on the role of manager of the public use of the land.
The same partners are also working on transferring the conservation easement to Long Island. Kazeri says right now they're working on details around the environmental review, a standard part of land deals. She says Long Island is a former military site and they need to find any possible contaminants before moving forward. I'm Kayla DeRoche.